local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, the rain continues for a rainy Friday and weekend. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, we'll check in with Kane for traffic next.
Jam the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dolphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. Cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish? We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes from Pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, 10 bucks. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the red snapper and speckled trout jackpots, plus matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSSRodeo.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, car just off the woods, just past the exit ramp from southbound 65 to Government Street, and the fire department's got part of the roadway blocked off near the exit ramp, so be careful. A few other accidents we've had, including one just off of DIP in Laurendine, in the clearing stages, looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Hotel and Spa, where teachers kick off the summer with 20% off any 15-minute service or more. For reservations, call the Battle House at 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Glad to have you along. And yeah, it is National Donut Day. Kelly, we're talking about National Donut Day.
Are we going to list our favorites?
Yeah, so I will roll through this. A few stats out here for National Donut Day. This is almost like pizza. I have to go back and check the stats for pizza, but you know, they'll have its National Whatever Food Day, and they'll say 18% of Americans don't like this food or whatever. I think pizza's around 2 or 3% don't like pizza.
3%,
what? Who are these people?
3%. That's what we asked the same question. And Donut Day?
Yes.
Only 1% of Americans surveyed said they did not like donuts. 34% would never eat just half of a donut. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to leave the lonely half.
Yeah,
I eat half when I eat like 2.5 or 3.5 donuts.
You think not eating that last half somehow? Now look at the pounds falling off. 22% said they think donuts are the best food to post on Instagram.
Really?
That's the most Instagrammable food.
And I bet you there's a whole Instagram and page of donuts.
Oh,
hashtag
it's
donuts.
Like beautiful pictures through the donut hole.
But, or is it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T or is it D-O-N-U-T?
N-U-T.
Because of the short way.
D-O-N-U-T, yeah.
The short way.
It's all about hashtags.
And let's see. According to the survey here, 56% of us have brought donuts into work before. That's it? I think that number would be
higher. For a party, for like a work party.
Yeah. Have you ever brought donuts into work?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I think everybody has.
You know what's funny is I quickly learned here that people don't appreciate Dunkin' Donuts for some reason sometimes.
Because it's called two words.
I know. Krispy Kreme. I know. But it's give and take. You know what I'm saying? If you are all about the Krispy Kreme, I think you should do a swap with those who like Dunkin' Donuts, and you can appreciate the sweetness of both brands.
What kind of crazy speak is that? Also, they said the three favorite types of donuts. Three favorite types, so not brands, but types of donuts in the U.S. Uh-huh. Number one, glazed.
Yeah, traditional.
Glazed. I think everybody loves the glazed. Number two, Boston cream.
My son's favorite.
See, I don't like the
loves
Boston
that.
Cream.
Like the eclair. It looks like an eclair, like chocolate on top, and then this
yellow I like that.
Snot stuff in the middle.
I'm on board for that one.
And then chocolate frosted.
I also like that one.
See, I like glazed, or I like the ones that are like the apple fritter stuff or blueberry inside.
What's a bear claw exactly? I mean,
bear
I know what it looks like.
Oh, it looks like a tire.
Yeah, but it's
like
not a donut.
It looks like an 18-wheel tire.
But
tire,
it's a different thing. Bear claws aren't donuts. They're
really?
Bear claws. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're
a field trip. We need
it's
to
another,
take a field trip.
So the breakfast pastry, but it's not a donut. Your favorite?
Favorite would be glazed, followed very closely behind by plain.
Okay. Well,
the plain, I like to heat it up in the microwave.
No, I like a plain donut. No, I like a plain donut,
really?
Too. The one with no glazing on
yes.
it. Yes.
You might as well get a bagel at that point.
No. It's a little sweeter, and you can dip it in your coffee, and it soaks up the coffee. And
no, I don't like dipping. Oh, I don't like, no. Just like with like an Oreo
sopping?
Cookie.
What about sopping?
No.
Sopping?
No.
Oh, I'm a sopper and a dipper.
I don't think you should have soggy bread.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, no. I didn't think it made sense for the longest time, but mm-hmm. once I had one, I'm fully on board with the bacon sprinkled donuts. The donuts with the, I guess they usually put kind of like a caramel kind of thing on there, and the bacon. That is my favorite.
Did your teeth immediately fall out?
Yes. I have no teeth now, but I can still eat the donut.
I didn't think I was going to like the ones with the bacon on them, but I Well, that's pretty good. I need to stay away from that.
What about a plain donut with some vanilla ice cream? Wouldn't that be good?
That'd be good. Yeah, I'm not anti that at all. Okay. All right, so there you go. National Donut Day on the text line. Let us know your favorite kind of donut. 343-0106. Now with more headlines, probably not as sweet.
There you
headlines.
Go.
Here's Kelly.
Oh, man, that's like packing your patience for getting ready for a trip.
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay. Former Chief Justice Roy Moore making headlines this morning, but it's not for what he did. It's his attorney. 39-year-old Trenton Roger Garman was arrested Wednesday night for charges of driving under the influence and for possession of drugs. Now, that name, if it doesn't sound familiar to you, let me go ahead and hip you to the details. The former Senate candidate's lawyer, he was booked into Etowah County Jail about 8 p.m. He was charged with driving under the influence of controlled substances, second-degree possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Garman worked as an attorney for Moore during his run for the U.S. Senate last year, but right now he's in the county jail on bonds totaling $3,000. And as you may or may not have guessed, this was not his first brush with the law. And this is the kind of deal that gets you to scratch your head saying, what in the world was he thinking? Because one of his replies to one of his arrests was that he was literally taking a nap on the side of the road.
Sleepy town.
Garman sued the Alabama Department of Public Safety after the department suspended his driver's license. In the affidavit in that case, he says that he himself is known as a, quote, safe and competent driver, and that his last at-fault wreck was in 2003 when he backed into another vehicle in a bank drive-through lane. Now, he says that he's never injured anyone in a traffic accident. In that same affidavit, he also was arrested, charged with driving under the influence in Florida. That's where he says he was, quote, literally taking a nap on the side of the road. Closer to home, the teenager who was driving, who was at the wheel of that deadly Robertsdale accident, has been identified Tuesday. They now know that they may be charged with criminal charges. You'll recall two teenagers passed away. A pregnant woman actually went into labor early. Robertsdale police say they do not believe drugs, nor alcohol, nor speed contributed to this deadly accident. A crash happened at Highway 90 and County Road 85 in Robertsdale. The accident involved a Jeep and a Toyota Highlander. Inside that Jeep, six teenagers. The driver was the only person wearing their seatbelt, and that is why they not only survived, but they did not sustain significant injury. Pregnant woman's been identified as 27-year-old Taylor Baxter. She's from Robertsdale. She successfully, thank goodness, delivered her baby. Both mom and baby are in stable condition. Two teenagers who passed away identified as 15-year-old Desmond Minter and 16-year-old Robert Sellers. The other teens remain in stable condition at this hour. This investigation is ongoing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile homeowner is in critical condition this morning after he was shot as he confronted someone rummaging through his car. Happened on Spring Grove West early Thursday morning. That's off Jeff Hamilton and McFarland Road in West Mobile. Police believe the shooter was rummaging through a car when he was caught in the act by a man who was leaving for work.
Connect to somebody. I want you to just touch somebody because there's power in unity.
A candlelight vigil was held last night for a teenager killed in a crash in Robertsdale. Those who knew 15-year-old Des Minter wrote messages on posters, lit candles, and released balloons in his memory. Police say Minter was a passenger in a Jeep that ran a red light and crashed into an SUV. Des and another teenager were killed. Travelers can now fly nonstop from Pensacola to the New York area. United Airlines launched daily flight to Newark International Airport yesterday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The Blues win in Boston. The Eagles lock up their quarterback for years. And the Atlanta Braves signed a new starting pitcher. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in Game 5 in Boston to take a 3-2 series lead.
And the Blues have the lead! 3-2! Winning the contest by a score of 2-1. And more debris rains down here in Boston.
Bruins fans not happy with officiating last night. They should have been more unhappy with Blues goalie Jordan Binnington. He made 38 saves. Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron both scored for the Blues in the win. Now with one more victory, St. Louis can win the franchise's first Stanley Cup. They'll get the chance in Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday night. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles locked up franchise quarterback Carson Wentz yesterday. The Eagles and the second overall pick in 2016 agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension through the 2024 season. ESPN reports that the extension is worth $128 million, with a max value of $144 million and an NFL record of more than $107 million guaranteed. Since he joined the Eagles, Wentz has passed for over 10,000 yards, 70 touchdowns, and only 28 interceptions in 40 games. In MLB free agency, the Atlanta Braves and starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel came to terms on a contract yesterday. Yahoo Sports' Tim Brown reported that Keuchel's deal is worth $13 million for 1 year. Keuchel, who won the 2015 American League Cy Young Award, went 12-11 in last year's regular season for the Houston Astros, made two postseason starts with a 3.6 ERA. Tonight is Game 4 of the NBA Finals. The Toronto Raptors currently lead the series 2-1 and will put the Warriors on the ropes with another win in Oakland tonight. Yesterday, Golden State head coach Steve Kerr announced that star forward Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover from a right calf injury, but that swingman Klay Thompson is expected to return after he missed Game 3 because of a hamstring injury. Kerr said that Durant still isn't ready, but that there will be no restrictions on Thompson. Medical staff will watch him closely to see how his hamstring responds. On the PGA Tour, Keegan Bradley shot a bogey-free 7-under par 63 yesterday to grab the lead at the RBC Canadian Open in Hamilton, Ontario. A group of five golfers are one shot behind Bradley, and a group of eight golfers are two shots behind the leader. Most of the big names are sitting out this tournament while preparing for next week's U.S. Open, but Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are playing. Johnson made six bogeys yesterday. He had to rally for a 71, while Brooks Koepka shot an even par 70. He's currently seven shots behind Bradley for the lead. Round two gets started this morning. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle, so I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are going to pop.
I'm going to need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. Again, you've got a car off in the woods just past the exit ramp, southbound 65 at Government Street, and that fire department's got part of the right lane blocked off and also coming off that exit ramp, so be careful. No other wrecks for now. We look good so far. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jack. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 723 FM Talk 106.5, 78 now at our studios. Of course, our rain showers overnight like we had yesterday, like we will have today, like we will have tomorrow. We'll get details from Dr. Bill and a weekend weather scale about 12 minutes from right now. Right now, we'll get headlines with Kelly.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Unaccompanied immigrant children may soon be housed at Fort Benning. Officials with the Department of Defense and Department of Health and Human Services, they toured unused property at the Georgia base, which is being considered as temporary housing for as many as 5,000 unaccompanied immigrant children. This news coming to us according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, who also goes on to say that the Maelstrom Air Force Base in Montana and Fort Sill in Oklahoma are also being considered as potential housing sites. Last year, DHS provided services for more than 49,000 minors. So here's how it works. Children are held in the DHS facilities until their sponsors, which are usually family members, can be located. DHS is required to provide food, shelter, and care to the children while they're in their care. DHS confirms that there are approximately 13,200 minors right now being held in federal shelters, and the average length of stay is 48 days. Mobile police say there is a man who went to three different liquor stores in the span of a few days or so here in the Port City, but he was not thirsty, my friend. He was swiping cash.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, May 18th at the ABC stores on Spring Hill Avenue and Broad Street, the man can be seen in surveillance video. He went to the checkout counter. He asked to purchase two mini bottles of alcohol. When the clerk opened the register, well, he helped himself to some cash and signed to that register. Then, June 1st, he tried the same routine at the ABC store on Dolphin Island Parkway, but this time, he swiped the mini bottles as well as more cash. So if this sounds familiar to you, if you maybe know someone who's been, I don't know, bragging about mini bottles and some cash, go ahead and let Mobile Police know that you can help them with some tips. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Kelly, thank you. 725 FM Talk 106.5. You could actually do it the right way and come out and actually you'll get some free beverage. You know, last night they had the Gurkha Cigar event at Cottage Hill Package with a patriarch, Ray Maness, cooking some great Cuban food. Another fantastic event with, it's kind of weird to say, but if the world of craft beer had a basis, a traditional, the big player in the world of craft beer, it would have to be Sam Adams. That's one of the big classic brewers out there. Sam Adams has a free tasting coming next week on Thursday to Cottage Hill Package. So the summer weather is in effect, and the fine folks at Boston Beer Company have some delicious beers for us to check out at Cottage Hill Package Store. Emily from Boston Beer will be on hand with these samples. The Samuel Adams Summer Ale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, da-ding. I like that one. Samuel Adams
Porch Rocker. That sounds good.
Does.
I like Porch Rockers, and I like a beer called Porch Rocker, I think. The Sam Adams 76 Ale Lager Hybrid. Now, I've had the 76. I like the 76. I've not had the hybrid yet. The Sam Adams New England Pale Ale and their Marathon 26.2 Ale. That's what you have the whole time you're running a marathon, right?
Yeah, of course.
Those beers will be on sample. And, of course, as always, your chance to get cool swag. This case would be swag from Boston Beer Company and Sam Adams. And sample some beers before you buy a six-pack. So check them out Thursday. This is at Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Online at cottagehillpackage.com. And make sure to like them on Facebook. All right, a loss in the music world, a loss culturally, I'd say, along the northern Gulf Coast with news of the passing of Dr. John.
Dr. John was a six-time Grammy Award winner and member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had a top 10 hit with Right Place, Wrong Time.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Dr. John played with the Grateful Dead, appeared with the band and director Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz documentary, jammed on the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street album, and collaborated with countless others. In a statement released through his publicist, the family said Dr. John, who was born Mac Rebenek, died, quote, toward the break of day of a heart attack. They did not say where he died or give other details. He had not been seen in public much since late 2017. In the statement, the family thanked all who have shared his unique musical journey and request privacy at this time. I'm Bill Michaels.
All right. So the loss of Dr. John, and just one of those really unique products out of the New Orleans area. You know, a product of all the things he heard growing up. I had the luxury of interviewing him a couple times over the years when I worked in rock and roll radio. Neat guy. And, of course, a neat sound. Had played shows here in Mobile. Played shows, of course, through the northern Gulf Coast. A staple of any kind of big music festival in New Orleans. All right, coming up, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast and a weekend weather scale. Also, I'm looking at the text line. A lot of love here for the bacon and maple bacon donuts here. Also, somebody reminded me about lemon filled. I like the lemon filled too. I do like a lemon filled. Ben says glazed sour cream donut. Sour cream donut?
I'm not sure I've had one of those.
That's just number one. Number two, original glazed. Number three, glazed raspberry filled. All right, I'm on board for glazed raspberry filled. I'm down with that.
Benny, how could you? Sour cream?
I don't know. I got to taste. I mean, it doesn't sound good, but, you know, I mean, I also eat oysters. So you got to try them first to see if you like them or not. Also on the way, where you can get some free donuts today on National Donut Day. I've got that list covered up, and we'll do that in the next probably 8 minutes.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Travelers can now fly nonstop from Pensacola to the New York area. United Airlines launched a daily flight to Newark International Airport Thursday. Flights depart each afternoon at 3:30 and arrive at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You will no longer see vaping advertisements near schools in Alabama. That is one of several changes affecting e-cigarette retailers after Governor Kay Ivey signed new regulations into law. The law also outlaws vaping in schools and stops manufacturers from advertising e-cigs as a healthy alternative to smoking. Alabama is moving forward with this lawsuit to block illegal immigrants from being counted in the 2020 census. A federal judge ruled the state and U.S. Representative Mo Brooks have legal standing to sue. The lawsuit claims another state could gain a congressional seat at Alabama's expense if the census includes large numbers of people living in the U.S. illegally. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held two little girls and three little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and All those cards and pictures she loves so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one. Right off I-65 and Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
Russia blames the U.S. over a near-naval collision with one of its warships in the Pacific. At the Pentagon, correspondent Barbara Starr.
We are beginning to see some of the first images, and we do know at this early hour the Pentagon is working to try and declassify further imagery.
On another military development, the top commander of U.S. forces in the Mideast says Iran appears to have decided to step back and recalculate in response to U.S. military buildup in that region. Today, a deadline for Monday's tariff threat directed toward Mexico.
For these tariffs to go into effect, the president needs to sign an executive agreement.
To implement the tax, Michelle Kaczynski reports the president must act today.
Only then will we have a real idea if these tariffs are more than just a threat and more than just theater to try to get Mexico to act more quickly.
U.S. and Mexican authorities continue discussions in Washington today. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Futures are higher ahead of jobs data that could figure into a decision from the Fed on the possibility of an interest rate cut as soon as this month. Investors are awaiting jobs data for clues on how trade tensions are affecting growth and inflation. Economists expect the rate of job growth slowed in May while the unemployment rate ticked up. Markets have also been calmed by talk that the U.S. Central Bank could begin cutting rates at a meeting June 18th and 19th. Traders in futures markets put a 1 in 5 chance on a rate cut at that meeting. Caesars Entertainment is nearing a deal to combine with rival casino operator Eldorado Resorts. The Wall Street Journal says Caesars and Eldorado have been finalizing a deal that could be announced later this month. Other suitors have been circling Caesars, and it's possible one of them could still emerge as the winner, though Eldorado is currently the front runner. Crude oil up 73 cents, trading at $53.32 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranted buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60 foot building for less than $25,000 or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So we had the rain yesterday. We had the rain last night. Looks like we're going to get the rain this morning as well.
Yes, and tomorrow. And even more rain on Sunday.
Wow.
But today, it's relatively quiet right now, although we do have some heavy thunderstorm activity over central Mississippi and showers now over Baldwin County out over the bay and moving on shore into northwest Florida. Fairhope yesterday had nearly 3 inches of rain, picked up nearly an inch this morning. Still getting rain. There's a kind of a training effect going on now with shower after shower coming across the bay and going right on through the Fairhope area and on into central Baldwin County. It looks like this pattern, a wet pattern, is going to continue on into the weekend, although things will improve a bit on Sunday. Today, look for showers and a few thunderstorms, and some of the rain could be heavy in these showers, and that's already been the case over on the eastern shore. But as we warm up and get well up into the 80s, we're going to see numerous showers across the area with thunderstorms. Possible that a thunderstorm or two could become severe with some strong gusty winds. At the moment, I would expect that from now all the way through Sunday here in the Mobile area, we could see 2 to 3 inches of rain. But down near the coast and through southern Baldwin and over into the Florida Panhandle, particularly the western Panhandle, they could see anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain today on through Sunday. Now, tonight, we'll see a low temperature in the low 70s, a few showers likely tonight. And then on Saturday, it's showers and a few thunderstorms again with temperatures in the mid to possibly into the upper 80s. As for Sunday, we'll call it partly cloudy with a few showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and the high will be around 90 degrees. After that, we start to continue to improve through the week. And in fact, by the middle of next week, we should get some nice dry weather, which will be a great help after this long, long weekend of rain.
All right. Well, after that lineup and forecast, I don't have very high hopes for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. It lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say, Dr. Bill?
Well, temperatures are going to be normal. That's one good thing. And we do expect some sunshine on Sunday. So I'm going to go with a 1.6380.
Well, that seems like the best it could do with that forecast you laid out.
That's about it.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the Weekend Weather Scale, your forecast, and an eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:37, I mentioned places to get free donuts today. If you buy a drink at Dunkin' Donuts, you'll get a donut for free. You get a free donut at Krispy Kreme by just walking in the door. No purchase necessary.
Easy enough.
Walmart giving away over 1 million free glazed donuts today. Just head to the bakery section at any Walmart Supercenter or participating neighborhood markets. And also, Hardee's is giving out free Fruit Loop mini donuts all weekend with purchase, but you need a coupon and go online and print one of those out.
So right there, you're going to see families going from store to store, location to location,
yeah.
And you're going to have a great breakfast.
Cornering the market on donuts. 7:38. Let's check traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitsitons Toy Recovery Traffic Center, we've got an accident to Cody Road South in Providence Park. It's going to be without injuries. Also, southbound 65, just south of the Government Street exit, cleaning up DIP and Lauradine as well. At Highfield Road and Grand Bay Wilmer Road, two cars just happened an accident with injuries. State troopers are on the scene. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile's got a great summer special where you get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
GM.
No, Anna. Answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me that GM crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
7:40, FM Talk 106.5, time for our headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 7:39 on your Friday morning. Mobile police need your help finding a man wanted for writing phony checks and then cashing them at local pawn shops. 46-year-old Antonio Washington cashed 2 checks written to self. You know, cash.
Yes.
For more than $1,700. So the pawn shop deposited those checks, which were non-existent and worth $0.00, even though they cashed those checks for him. As for Washington, he's described as 6'2" tall, weighing about 200 pounds. If you have information about him, you can remain anonymous. You can call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. And once they catch Washington, they say he will be charged with second-degree property theft. More information on a recent shooting here in Mobile, this one happening on Ann Street. One man has been arrested and identified as Damian Collins. He's 33 years old, and if you see his mugshot, he's heavily bandaged. I have tweeted it out for you. Just go to @KellyK2KFinley, and you'll see he's kind of mummified right there. Police say just after 11 p.m. on Wednesday, they responded to North Ann Street to investigate reports of multiple gunshots in that area, and when they arrived, they found a man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was transported to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Meantime, officers, they were able to locate and arrest their suspect. Again, that is Damian Collins. That is the man you see heavily bandaged up in his arrest photo. He is right now being held at Metro Jail on a second-degree assault charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile homeowner is in critical condition this morning after he was shot as he confronted someone rummaging through his car. Happened on Spring Grove West early Thursday morning. That's off Jeff Hamilton and McFarland Road in West Mobile. Police believe the shooter was rummaging through a car when he was caught in the act by a man who was leaving for work.
Connect to somebody. I want you to just touch somebody because there's power in unity.
A candlelight vigil was held last night for a teenager killed in a crash in Robertsdale. Those who knew 15-year-old Des Minter wrote messages on posters, lit candles, and released balloons in his memory. Police say Minter was a passenger in a Jeep that ran a red light and crashed into an SUV. Des and another teenager were killed. Travelers can now fly nonstop from Pensacola to the New York area. United Airlines launched daily flight to Newark International Airport yesterday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
The Blues win in Boston. The Eagles lock up their quarterback for the next few years. And the Atlanta Braves sign a new starting pitcher. It's 7:43 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NHL Stanley Cup Final, the St. Louis Blues beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in Game 5 in Boston to take a 3-2 series lead.
Winning the contest by a score of 2-1. And more debris rains down here in Boston.
You can hear there the Boston fans not happy with officiating last night. Blues goalie Jordan Binnington made 38 saves. Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron both scored for the Blues in the win. Now with one more victory, St. Louis can win the franchise's first championship in their history in Game 6 in St. Louis on Sunday night. In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles locked up franchise quarterback Carson Wentz yesterday. The Eagles and the second overall pick from 2016 agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension that'll run through the 2024 season. ESPN reports the extension is worth $128 million, with a max value of $144 million and an NFL record of more than $107 million guaranteed. Since he joined the Eagles, Wentz has passed for over 10,000 yards. He's got 70 touchdowns and only 28 interceptions in 40 career games. In MLB free agency, the Atlanta Braves and starting pitcher Dallas Keuchel came to terms on a contract yesterday. Yahoo Sports' Tim Brown reported Keuchel's deal is worth $13 million over 1 year. Keuchel won the 2015 American League Cy Young Award. Last year, he went 12-11 with the Houston Astros, made two postseason starts with a 3.6 ERA. Yesterday, before signing Keuchel, the Braves lost to Pittsburgh 6-1. Freddie Freeman hit a home run for Atlanta in the first inning, but after that it was all Pittsburgh. The Pirates hit two home runs in the second and then added three more runs in the eighth inning. In other games, Milwaukee got the win over Miami 5-1. San Diego beat Washington 5-4. Colorado beat Chicago, the Cubs, 3-1. The New York Mets beat San Francisco 7-3. St. Louis got past Cincinnati 3-1. In the American League, the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-2. Minnesota beat Cleveland 5-4. Tampa Bay got the win over Detroit 6-1. And the Red Sox finished a sweep over the Kansas City Royals with a 7-5 win. Tonight's Game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Toronto Raptors and Golden State Warriors. Raptors currently lead the series 2-1. And they'd put the Warriors on the ropes with another win in Oakland tonight. Yesterday, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr announced that star forward Kevin Durant will not play in tonight's game as he continues to recover from a right calf injury. But Klay Thompson is expected to return for the Warriors after he missed Game 3 because of a hamstring injury. Kerr said that Durant just still isn't ready, but that there will be no restrictions on Thompson. On the PGA Tour, Keegan Bradley shot a bogey-free 7-under par 63 yesterday to grab the lead at the RBC Canadian Open. A group of five golfers are one shot behind Bradley, and another group of eight golfers two shots behind the leader. 747 on FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still there at Highland Road and Grand Bay Wimmer Road. Two cars involved in that accident. Cody Road south of Providence Park Drive, also southbound 65 just south of Government. Got that truck in the ditch, and they're clearing up the accident at DIP in Laurentine. Still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope checking in accident-free. Whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for periods of showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
748 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Also a reminder, too, on this National Donut Day, starting in just 10 minutes, 8 o'clock this morning through noon today on the USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park. Salvation Army giving out free donuts there as well. So go out and get your donuts on this Donut Day, National Donut Day. I don't know if you want to, if you can get a few to take back to the office. You tell them, listen, I got other people at the office. They want them. It's really them. It's I won't sit in my truck and eat them by myself. Try to work that out. All right, 7:50. Let's check in with Larry at LCM and find out what's going on the inventory front. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. Well, you know, we're always talking about Toyotas, so I've got a great selection of Toyotas. I got 12 different Toyotas on the lot. I got Corollas, I got Camrys, I got Priuses, I got Tacomas, I got Tundras, I got RAV4s, I got Sequoias.
Wow.
So we pretty much got the whole Toyota brand covered.
Wow, you got some of my favorites, and you also got those great gas misers on the lot. Let's talk about options for financing those Toyotas or any of the other vehicles.
a lot of these gas markets, like we talked about earlier in the week, you know, we get finance plans where, you know, really with no money down for qualified customers, you can get your payments around $200 a month.
Man, that's great. And you also have talked in the past about people that have brand new to this, have never established credit. You got programs for them as well.
Absolutely. We got several different first-time buyer programs. You know, they have to qualify. No credit, you know, zero credit is the best thing to go on, and just got to have a job and a driver's license.
All right. Give us directions to come check out those Toyotas and all the other vehicles.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. There's an active investigation going on right now involving a recent shooting here in the Port City. The victim did sustain possible life-threatening injuries. That shooting happened Thursday morning on Spring Grove in West Mobile just before 6 a.m. Police, of course, issuing a statement saying that they could confirm a male victim was found suffering from a gunshot wound. Victim was transported to the hospital with possible life-threatening injuries and that the investigation is ongoing. As always, if you have information which could assist, you are encouraged to give police a call. Let's flip it over to the other side of the bay and talk about those cute puppies. There is a new there's a new dog park coming to Bay Minette, so the city is going to the dogs. So thus far, because Sean brought up, you know, the question of what about the medium size?
Well, it said
dogs.
Small dogs and large dogs. I just asked the question,
That's
does that
true.
Leave medium dogs out?
I don't know, but I do know that I've been to a dog park or two in our day, and it's really interesting to see how little dogs think that they're big dogs,
mm-hmm.
and they get into that same area, and it becomes like WWE meets Dance Fever.
It's highly entertaining, actually, to watch
That's
dogs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Totally. So if you're interested, the dog park's going in Bay Minette, and the city needs your help. Let me tell you what they have thus far. So the Bay Minette Dog Park will be built near the tennis courts at the municipal pool complex. This is on Bradley Avenue. So there will be separate areas for the small dogs and the large dogs. There'll be watering stations and benches for the owners or the pooch parents to sit on. Private donations, that's what helped make this possible, as well as support from the City of Bay Minette and North Baldwin Utilities. But the city says that if you missed out on helping before, you can do so now because they're making continued park improvements. And if you'd like to give, you can contact the City of Bay Minette and they will accept your donations. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, and don't forget your doggy bag.
Different kind of doggy bag.
Well, I'm talking about for the treats, not the other stuff.
Yeah.
Other end.
Goes. 752 FM Talk 106.5. It is a Friday, and on Fridays we find out what's cooking when we check in with our buddy Alec Naiman. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. And on this Friday, kind of rainy scenario ahead, you have a recipe to cook what we caught last weekend because we probably won't be able to get out this weekend.
Well, I was hoping you went fishing for me last weekend.
I did.
Catch a snapper, man.
I got it for you, man. I got it. Come get it. You know where I live. Come to my house. Come get it. I got some. I just bagged the last of it up last night. So come on.
Man, I'm coming then. All right. Let's cook us some snapper with some... I mean, it's strawberry season. They still really, really good strawberries out there, all right? I'm going to make this strawberry avocado salsa. Now, we got to get avocados before all these tariffs go in, so we don't have to pay that $10 for an avocado, you know? So, anyhow, I'm going to make a grill. Now, if you don't want to get out in the weather and grill, you can do this in the oven, too, so I just want you to know that.
Okay.
But what I do is... I get me some jalapenos and I chop them up. Really, I scrape, you know, clean out the seeds and everything, and then I chop them up really, really fine. And I get me some fresh strawberries and I chop them up really fine. Some red onions, I chop them up fine. Get some fresh cilantro, chop it up, and then I hit it with some lime juice and a little taste of sugar and some salt. And then I do dice up my avocados, but I don't add it to the last minute because I don't want them to turn color on me with all that lime juice and stuff in there. But anyhow, I get my snapper fillets out, and I season up the skin side pretty good. And then I flip it over, and I season up salt and pepper and a little lime zest on the other side. And I set it on the grill, skin side down. Now, if I'm going to do it in the oven, I still put it skin side down, okay?
Okay.
And then I either grill it or I bake them in the oven. And then when I'm done with them, and they're just about done, I just take and I flip them over and on the platter, and I peel the skin off of them. Then I top it with this strawberry avocado salsa because it's really good. And it eats really, really good. Now, it's got a little bite, got a little sweet, so it's kind of fruity but savory at the same time. So it's good stuff. I call that my grilled snapper with strawberry avocado salsa.
You know, it's good that you're talking about sweet and savory. I know that's like the formula in cooking, but it a lot of times we won't think about that. If I'm cooking a recipe and I'm going to do, and I like spicier food, but I never think about putting anything sweet in it because that's kind of opposite. Or if somebody's cooking something sweet, you know, you're talking about strawberries and jalapenos in the same recipe. For a lot of people, they wouldn't think of that in the kitchen.
Well, you know, you're adding just a pinch of sugar so that you can bring out the flavor of the strawberries a little bit, but that's about it. Otherwise, you salt and pepper it, hit it with the lime juice and the lime zest and stuff like that, and it's really good stuff. I mean, I make a variety of sauces, like a blackberry sauce where I use soy sauce, and then I add some blackberry jam and some fresh blackberries, and I serve it like with steak, you know. It's really pretty good, you know, stuff like that.
Well, stuff like that is what makes up the hundreds of recipes y'all do with Damon's Catering. Talk about if folks want to get you to do a party for them or just get them some food for the weekend at the beach. How do they get in touch?
Well, listen, all you got to do is call me, 473-3900. Somebody's going to answer the phone because I require them to answer the phone, okay? They have to answer the phone. They can't just let the phone ring and ring, ring, go, who's going to get it? Who's going to get it? No. Everybody got to answer the phone. But anyhow, so listen, if you're planning an office thing, you want to do a little employee appreciation, we're grilling steaks for some companies, we're bringing the boiler out and boiling some shrimp and corn and potatoes. And so a lot of companies are doing a little employee appreciation this month. And so if you're thinking about that, just give us that call at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. Give us some likes on Facebook, all that kind of good stuff. But it's going to be a good weekend, rain or shine. Well, we know it's going to rain. But anyhow, don't worry about it. Cook this stuff inside in the oven, okay?
Good deal. Alec Naiman and What's Cooking. We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. And hour number three on the way, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Some real news to talk about. And also, is it a Florida man story if Florida man is in New York State when he gets arrested?
Still counts.
Okay, so Florida man in the news.